Well, long after that, did Beowulf make up his mind for to try his hand again on Barabbit. Barabbit had done built a house out in the straw, and Beowulf had tore it down. Then he built him one out of pine cones, and that went the same way. Then he built one out of bark, and Beowulf tore that one down. And every time Barabbit lose a house, he lose one of his little rabs. By and by, he got mad, and he cussed, he did. And he got some carpenters, and they built him a plank house with rock foundations and a cellar that had a door with a hole in it. And whenever Barabbit hear Beowulf, he say, "Scat!" And the little rabs, they went down in the cellar, same like a candle going out. Beowulf can't tow down Barabbit plank house, so he lied to himself that he fooled him. So this year day, Beowulf rolled himself in a mud hole and topped to Barabbit's house like he'd have been running till he was plumb winded. Then he knock on the door and he squall out, "Oh, do pray save me, Barabbit. Do please, Barabbit. The dogs is at me and they'll tear me up. Don't you hear them a-coming? Oh, do please, Barabbit, save me, Barabbit. Hide me somewhere where the dogs won't get me." No quicker said than done. "Jump in that chest there, Beowulf. Jump in there and make yourself at home," says Barabbit, says he. In jump Beowulf. Down come the lid, and into the hasp went the hook. And dar Beowulf was. Then Barabbit went to the looking glass, he did, and he winked at himself. And then he drawed the rocking chair in front of the fire, and he took a big chaw of tobacco, some of this here rabbit tobacco, what some folks calls a life everlasting. By and by, Beowulf opened up.
"Is the dogs all gone, Barabbit?"
"Seem like I hear one of them smelling round the chimney corner just now." Then Barabbit get the kettle, and he fill it full of water, and he put it on the fire.
"What are you doing now, Barabbit?"
"I'm a-fixin' for to make you a nice cup of tea, Beowulf." Then Barabbit went to the cupboard, and he got a gimlet, and he commenced for to bore little holes in the chest lid.
"What are you doing now, Barabbit?"
"I'm a-boring little holes so you can get your breath, Beowulf." Then Barabbit went and got some more wood, and he flung it on the fire.
"What are you doing now, Barabbit?"
"I'm a-chunking up the fire so you won't get cold, Beowulf." Then Barabbit went down into the cellar, and he fotch all his little chillens.
"What you doing now, Barabbit?"
"I'm a-telling my chillens what a nice man you is, Beowulf." And the chillens, they had to put their hands on their mouth for to keep from laughing. Then Barabbit, he got the kettle, and he commenced for to pour the hot water on the chest lid.
"What did I hear, Barabbit?"
"You hear the wind a-blowing, Beowulf." Then the water began for to sift through.
"What did I feel, Barabbit?"
"You feels the fleas a-biting, Beowulf."
"They're biting mighty hard, Barabbit."
"Turn over on the other side, Beowulf."
"What did I feel now, Barabbit?"
"Still you feels the fleas, Beowulf."
"They're eating me up, Barabbit. They're eating me up, Barabbit."
And them was the last words of Beowulf, case the scalding water done the business. Then Barabbit called in the neighbors, he did, and they held a regular jubilee. And if you go to Barabbit's house right now, I don't know, but you'll find Beowulf's hide a-hanging in the back porch. The story of the deluge. In them days,